a moonshot approach is proposed for research into long COVID. The Government Accountability Office releases a report on community health center revenue. And the House of Representatives has a new chairman of the Appropriations Committee. For the week of April 15th, 2024, from Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., this is Health on the Hill, brought to you by Heart Health Strategies. I'm Matt Duckworth.
Distinguished gentleman from Oklahoma is recognized for 3 minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I want to thank the chairwoman for yielding. I want to begin with some much-deserved thank yous. I want to thank the Speaker of this House. This deal would not have come together without his leadership and support. I particularly want to thank my chairwoman, Chair Granger, and Ranking Member DeLauro for their work and their leadership in putting a package together that can get across this floor in a bipartisan manner. And
I'd be kicking off this week's episode with news from Capitol Hill, where the Republican Steering Committee in the House of Representatives has selected Tom Cole, a Republican from Oklahoma, to serve as the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Cole succeeds retiring Representative Kay Granger of Texas. As chairman, Cole will lead the committee with Ranking Member Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut. The two members spent years alongside each other as the respective heads of the Labor HHS Appropriations Subcommittee, where they worked together to increase funding for the National Institutes of Health and Biomedical Research. Cole has spoken about his personal experience with close family members having Alzheimer's disease and multiple sclerosis. Cole has also been a champion of the Indian Health Service and efforts to address the fentanyl and opioid crisis during his time in Congress. The steering committee's recommendation was ratified by the full Republican conference on Wednesday. More committee news today, where the House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair, Kathy McMorris Rogers, a Republican from Washington, announced several changes to the panel's subcommittee assignments last week. Of note, Representative Troy Balderson, a Republican from Ohio, will leave the Communications and Technology Subcommittee to join the Health Subcommittee. A full list of the subcommittee membership changes can be found at the Energy and Commerce Committee's website at energycommerce.house.gov.
$30 million Americans. You might not know it, but there is a community health center probably not far away from where you live. And the beauty of these community health centers, significantly funded by federal money, is that not only do they provide primary health care, they also provide low-cost prescription drugs, as well as dental care.
Last week, the Government Accountability Office released a new report updating data on community health center revenue for the first time since 2017. The report found that community health center total revenue has grown significantly in recent years, increasing from approximately $12 billion in 2010 to $26 billion in 2017 and $42.9 billion in 2022. The GAO analysis was requested by Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Ranking Member Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana, and House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican from Washington. The lawmakers stated that the updated information will help inform future conversations on the reauthorization of community health center funding, which is set to expire at the end of the year.
A good day, if I have them, being able to just get out of bed and even walk. There are times where my muscles and joints hurt so much, and the weakness that I'm developing, it's hard to get up and down my stairs. I feel like I'm in my 70s.
Senate Help Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont who caucuses with Senate Democrats, has proposed a moonshot approach to long COVID research. Sanders released a draft legislative proposal in a letter to long COVID stakeholders last week, which would provide $10 billion in mandatory funding over the next decade for the National Institutes of Health to, quote, respond to the long COVID crisis with the sense of urgency that it demands, unquote. The proposal would also create a centralized coordinating entity for long COVID research activities at NIH, require NIH to establish a new grant process for clinical trials related to long COVID, establish an NIH research advisory board comprised of individuals who have lived experience with long COVID, require NIH to establish a long COVID database for the storage and dissemination of de-identified patient data, and provide continued education and support to patients, providers, and the public about the ongoing risks of long COVID. Sanders requests feedback on his proposal no later than April 23rd. Winding down today, where Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, sent a letter last week to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and six other federal agencies regarding their implementation of the Government Accountability Office's recommendations on cybersecurity risk management strategies. Grassley accuses the agencies of dragging their feet on improving the cybersecurity of U.S. critical infrastructure and asks what steps HHS has taken to close GAO's recommendations. GAO recommended that HHS determine the extent to which the healthcare and public health sector is adopting leading cybersecurity practices to reduce ransomware attacks, and that HHS develop and implement routine evaluation procedures to measure the effectiveness of federal support in assisting the healthcare and public health sector reduce the risk of ransomware.
Where you all go, I want to be. And who you want to help, me too. And if you need something, we want to be there. Because that's what you have said to so many families who didn't.
Final news today, where Politico reported last week that HHS Secretary Javier Becerra, who you just heard, may leave the Biden administration after the November elections to run for governor of California in 2026. While Becerra has sidestepped the question when asked directly, he's reportedly had conversations in recent weeks about leaving Washington to succeed Governor Gavin Newsom in 2 years. Becerra has set aside nearly $1.55 million in leftover campaign contributions from when he was California Attorney General in an account to run for California Superintendent of Public Instruction in 2030, which would be usable in the 2026 governor's race.
The meeting will come to order. Welcome to the Ways and Means Committee organizing meeting for the 118th Congress.
The Committee on Energy and Commerce will come to order. The chair recognizes herself for an opening statement.
And it's a pleasure to bring together the first meeting of the Finance Committee in the 118th Congress.
Good morning. The Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions will come to order. All right.
We end each week's episode with a call to order, where we lightning round congressional meetings and hearings in the near future that you need to know about. First, on Tuesday, April 16th at 10 a.m., the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health, and Human Services, Education, and Related Agencies holds the hearing, a review of the President's Fiscal Year 2025 Budget Request for the Department of Health and Human Services. Second, on Tuesday, April 16th at 10 a.m., the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health holds a hearing titled Examining Health Sector Cybersecurity in the Wake of the Change Healthcare Attack. Third, on Tuesday, April 16th at 10:15 a.m., the House Education and the Workforce Subcommittee on Health, Employment, Labor, and Pensions convenes the hearing, ERISA's 50th Anniversary, The Path to Higher Quality, Lower Cost Healthcare. Fourth, on Tuesday, April 16th at 10:30 a.m., the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations gavels in a hearing titled, Examining How Improper Payments Cost Taxpayers Billions and Weaken Medicare and Medicaid. Fifth, on Tuesday, April 16th at 2 p.m., the House Oversight and Accountability Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic holds the hearing, Academic Malpractice, Examining the Relationship Between Scientific Journals, the Government, and Peer Review. Sixth, on Tuesday, April 16th at 3 p.m., the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Health hosts a markup on pending legislation. Seventh, on Wednesday, April 17th at 10 a.m., the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Innovation, Data, and Commerce convenes the hearing, Legislative Solutions to Protect Kids Online and Ensure Americans' Data Privacy Rights. Eighth, On Wednesday, April 17th at 2 p.m., the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health gavels in a hearing titled Fiscal Year 2025 Department of Health and Human Services Budget. 9th, on Thursday, April 18th at 9 a.m., the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture, Rural Development, and Food and Drug Administration and Related Agencies holds a hearing titled Fiscal Year 2025 Budget Request for the Food and Drug Administration. And last, on Wednesday, May 1st, the House Energy and Commerce Committee will hold a hearing with EcoHealth Alliance President Peter Dezac. The time of this hearing has yet to be determined. Thanks again for tuning into this week's episode of Health on the Hill, brought to you by Heart Health Strategies. For more information on this week's healthcare happenings in the administration and on Capitol Hill, you can visit our website at hhs.com and click on the news section at the top of the page. You can subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. Did we miss a story you wanted to hear this week? If so, email me at mduckworth@hhs.com, and we may include it in our next episode. Have a great week, and stay healthy.